Mishnah Yomis for Friday, the sixth day of Sivan, the first day of Shavuos, Mesechta Yuma, Perek Rishon, Mishnah Dalet. Kol Shivasa Yomim, throughout the 7 days that the Kohen Gadol prepared for the Avodah Yom Kippur, Lahoyu Moinin Mimeno Machal Mishta. They would not hold back from him any food and drink. He can eat it and drink as much as he wants. For the 7 days that he's been separated from his family and he's in that special chamber. Erev Yom Kippurim Imcha Shecha. However, on the day before Yom Kippur, before dark, that's the last meal, the Suda Mafsekes. Lahoyu Manichim Oisei Lechel Habe. That meal that would not let him eat too much. Bipnei Shemachol Mevi Sashena. Because food brings to sleep. Eating too much brings to sleep. And there was also for the Kohen Gadol to sleep on the night of Yom Kippur. Why? Because in case he sees Keri, in case he has an emission of semen, and that would make him possible for the Avodah, he'd be Tomei. For that reason, they didn't want him to eat too much, because that brings on sleep. For the same reason, the Gemara says that there were certain foods that he was completely not allowed to eat at all, because they warm or heat the body, and there can be more of a chance that he can come to carry. Mishnah Hay. Mesaruha Mesaruhu Zikne Beistin Lazikne Kohuna. The elders of Beistin would hand him over to the elder Kohanim on the eve of Yom Kippur. V'heluhu l'alias besavtinus. They would take him up to an attic of the house of Avtinus. That was a family called Avtinus. They were experts. They're making the Ketores. They used to make the incense. And they would take him up there to teach him how to do the Ketores. The Ketores was a very difficult Avodah. It was called the Avodah Kosher, a very difficult Avodah. The Pasuk says that the Kohen Gadol would have to take a shovel full of ash, of coals, hot coals from the Mizbeach. And then it says he has to also take Meloi Chofnov Ketores Amdaka, he fistfuls of very, very finely ground incense of the Ketores Samim. And how this was done was a very, very difficult Avodah, and the Kohen Gadol had to train himself to do it. They had to show him how to do it. At that moment, Vehishbi Uhu, the elders of Beis Din, would make him swear that he should not change from the instructions that they had taught him. Why that was necessary, we'll soon see in the Mishnah further. Veniftaru, then the elders of the Beis Din would say goodbye to him and hand him over to the elders of the Kohanim. Veholchulahem, and they went. But before they went, how would the Shavua go? What was the Shavua that they made him take? Says the Mishnah. Omraloi, the elders of Beis Din would say, Ishi Kohen Gadol, our master, the Kohen Gadol, Onu Shluchei Beis Din, V'yata Shlucheinu Ushlech Beis Din. We are the agents for the Beis Din, and you are our agents and the Shlech of Beis Din. The Gemara explains that it doesn't really mean that he is the shliach of the Beis Din or their shliach, because we paskin that Kohenim are shluchei shemaim. But what they meant to say here is that you're a shliach and shliach of Beis Din means that the oath that we're making you take is not the way you think that oath is. It's an oath al das Beis Din. It makes it a very powerful oath. This shvur, this swearing that he does, it's not the way he thinks it is. It's the way that they understand it. Can't get out of such a shvur. What's the oath? Mashbi'in onu alecho. We make you swear b'mishishikein shmoi b'bais hazeh, by the one whose name rests on this house, by the Eibishter, in other words, shloi tashanne dovor mikol ma shamanu lach, that you do not change one iota from everything that we've told you to do. Now, what was the fear here? The Gemara explains that the shvur was in order to ensure that he will not follow the practice of the tzedukim. The tzedukim held that the Kohen Gadol had to burn the Ketores and put it on the hot coals before he entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And as the smoke would rise, then he entered it. Why? Because they interpreted the Pasuk in Achrei Mois literally when it says, V'ki be'onon eroi ala kaporis, but with the cloud I shall be seen the kaporis. So they interpreted to say that with the cloud, when the cloud is already ascending from the Ketores, that's how the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh. However, that's how the Tzedukim did it. The Chachomim, however, learned, al pi ashmomi, we learned Tosh Balpeh, that the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to put the Ketores on the machte, on the frying pan in the Heichal, outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but only in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim with a hand with a spoonful of keteris and with the ash, with the shovel full of the hot coals, and there in the area of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's when he made the smoke rise. Aye, what does it mean? Ki be'oner el kaperes doesn't mean with and a cloud already ascending, I shall be seen. Abishta says, I'll be seen by the kaperes. Rather, it means that he puts into the keteris, there was a herb called the male oshen. It was a special herb that made the smoke rise in a straight form. Now, because no one's there to see the Kohen Gadol do this, because the Pasuk says, Chol Odom lo yeh b'al moed, no one's allowed to be even in the El Moed when he enters there until he comes out. So there was always a fear in the period of the Tzedukim when they were bribing or getting buying the position sometimes to become the Kohen Gadol, and they would do things the way they did it. So therefore the Zikne Basin had to make him swear that he's not going to change and do it like the Tzedukim, but he'll do it like the way that the Chachamim say you have to do it. After that, after the Shavuot was over, Hu Perish Uvoicha, he would separate and cry because they were Choshedim, they suspected him that he was a Tzedukim. V'hein Perish Uvoicha, and they would separate and they would leave and cry because maybe he was they could have been Choshed B'Ksherim. The very fact that they had to make him swear makes him feel really bad as well, that they could have been suspecting an innocent man, that really there's no reason to be Choshedim at all. And because of that, they would go away. They would cry as well.